is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Holy moly, hey gang, and welcome back to the second episode of the Hard Feelings mini episode. It's a teeny tiny one.
Oh, buddy.
It's a kippy.
Honey, huh? Honey, I shrunk the hard feelings. You know what I mean?
Honey, I shrunk my nuts. Huh? I don't know. Here we go, folks. This is number two. The Hard Feelings minis are reserved for the spiciest, the hardest.
The biggest.
The biggest.
Of the hard feelings.
Of the hard feelings that we get at thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com. Which, if you have something that you want to get out of your chest, I highly recommend running through the filter of Uncle Hank and Aunt Kippy, okay?
Yeah.
We'll make you feeling real good.
These are for, if you listen to the last mini, these are for more in-depth, more not just like, hey, my boss sucks, my wife's a whore type stuff. This is for like
these are like, hey, I kicked my neighbor down the steps and now I got to get out of town.
Now I need an alibi. So,
woo! There's a lot of bleach and dyed hair involved in these.
In
these
people
emails.
Burning off fingerprints, everything.
So anyway, now I live in San Antonio.
Yeah,
and guys, we're coming at you from beautiful Central Park. Me and Kippy, we got the handy recorder H4N,
the Zoom.
That's right.
We're zooming all over the place.
Sitting here on fucking solid bedrock in Central Park. Looking over the Trump ice skating rink, which is now filled with a bunch of carnival shit.
Catching stares from Norwegian fucking tourists that walk by.
Hey, whatever you got to do to make a buck, huh? Hey. You know what I mean? So here we go. What do you got, Kip?
Let's dive in. So, per usual, Foley doesn't know. So this, I'll be reading this to you.
Yeah, usually the way we do it is Kevin gets the emails and I ask him a bunch of dumb questions about it that he can't answer.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, so this is Bill from Toledo. And he goes, well, what's Bill's birthday? Like, I have the fucking answers. If I don't say it, I don't know it. How about that, Fatso?
Okay.
All right. So this starts off.
When did this come to us?
I don't know. Yesterday, 2 days ago, maybe?
And his name's Bill?
No. I'm changing everything. This will be...
Did they say change it?
Yes. This will be Jerry from Albuquerque. How about that? Big Jerk!
I think that's the name Whitey Bulger was using when they caught him.
So this is titled Grudge of the Week.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I'm upset about. That's my Grudge of the Week. Grudge of the Week, fucked up relationship. Here we go.
Is this from Crystal?
This is from your mom. All right, this is it.
My son, Henry.
What's up, guys? My name is Jerry, and I'm from Albuquerque. You guys are fucking hilarious. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I've listened to every episode of the Center City Comedy. I'll remove that in post. And hard feelings. I work midnight shift, and that's what pretty much gets me through the day. So into the hard feelings, the good stuff, baby. Get it.
The midnight shift, huh?
Oh, buddy, yeah.
Not a doctor, I take it.
our listeners aren't shooting for the stars, you know what I mean? I get it, man. I used to work the midnight
I just got
shift.
Off the road after driving straight for 3 weeks.
I'm on the midnight train to Georgia, you know what I mean?
Jesus. Ooh, I want to be on the midnight train somewhere.
All right. I don't know what that means. All right, this is it. I was with a girl for 3 years, but we started to become distant just by us working and extra things going on, so we broke up.
Okay.
I guess the flame died a little bit.
Sure.
But our relationship started to get rocky around the 2.5-year mark, but every time we fucked, it was out of this world.
Really?
Jerry's still packing heat, I guess.
No kidding. That's weird. Usually when the relationship starts
burning
down the sex
That's
dies.
One of the main signals of like, this is, we're not into this.
If it is, let me tell you, it's all green lights at the Foley household. Get out.
All right.
So basically what he's saying is that the relationship started to suffer about 2.5 years in, but the sex is still great.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
So we broke up but still decided to meet up and fuck at least once a week.
Really? That's an in-between move. That's until we each meet the next person.
That's a little dicey.
Yeah, it's great, though.
It's a little bit of foreshadowing of where this is going. So we broke up, but we still decided
Some
to meet.
Some guy's raising his kids.
Oh, yeah, no. So we broke up and still decided to meet and fuck about once a week. Then out of the blue, we just never hung out or talked again. That's kind of how that works. You just, like, it goes a week, it goes 2 weeks, and then you a month. And
yes.
Then, you know, it just kind of happens. I was obviously brokenhearted and did what almost every dumbass dude does and gets a rebound. Nothing special about her at all, just a quick thing, one time, only fucking. Nothing more. Then my ex finds out about this chick, and wants me to be hers again. Oh, no.
Wait, he only had a one-night stand with this other girl? It said a one-time thing.
It just said a one-time, I don't know, only fucking, I don't know if it's like a...
All right, take it easy, big dog.
Well, I'm reading you the words.
And I thought the words I heard was it was a one-time thing.
No, you said it was a one-night stand. I said, I don't know, you interpreted how you want to interpret it.
Yes.
How about that? I don't have the answers. It's interpretation, dummy.
Interpret my weight how you want to interpret it.
Yeah. Over.
Go ahead.
She wants me to be hers again, all hers. We start hanging out again and start talking, talking about getting back together and getting a place together.
Ooh, oh, Jerry, don't do it.
Buddy, that is
You do that.
That is a bumpy road,
Jerry. If you do, you do the back and forth, and you get you're in. Next step is a divorce 5 years later.
Yeah, you can't get a place and then pull back.
No.
You got to be ready for all that together.
The place is tough.
But then she says... Guys, this is in parentheses. Guys, she is amazing, and I thought I was going to marry this woman.
Okay.
Been there, Jer. Been there, Big Jer.
Same broad. She said the same shit to me, Jerry.
Hit the deck. I spent a month in Toledo one night. So after hanging out one night, she tells me that she met another dude on Tinder.
Tinder! So she's on Tinder. Fuck. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that's no, more of a comment. I wasn't
all right, well, if you look at me and go, so she's on Tinder? I would presume so, fatty. I doubt she's knocking door to door going, hi, I'm Tinder.
So even while they were hooking up, she was looking.
I mean, they'll hook
she was
up,
looking.
She was looking. Man, who doesn't like a nice little pole in the water, though? You know what I mean? Got to have the lines out there trolling, daddy. I'm kidding. I kid.
Okay.
I was fuming immediately after she told me this. Yeah, that's one of those things. Where, like, you get that feeling of just, like, what the
You said you wanted me back, and then you're well...
But you get that, like, anger, like, emptiness feeling in your stomach where you're like, I want to cry.
Yeah,
and
there are hard feelings. Yeah, you're crazy.
That's the hardest
thing. Oh, there's
feelings.
Nothing worse than that fucking, that crazy love. That'll get you.
Yeah. I threw a girl's purse at my front door one time. Hit the bricks. Eyeliner all over the street in South Philly. See ya, toots.
Okay.
I was fuming immediately after she told me this. I wanted to see how long it'd been going on between them, and I may or may not have looked at her phone while she was sleeping one night.
Let me tell you right there, though, from experience, that never works out good, because in your head, it's always worse than it really was.
What, the text?
When you start digging.
It's like, hey, I like that blowjob you gave me the other day, that pretty much. I don't think you can make that any better than it
Hey, me and my dad said you throw a good one.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, when you start... You just walk away right there. But that's me at 42 with a little wisdom.
Sure, because right? You've gone down the road of looking.
Oh, my God,
back
yeah.
in the day, I used to read letters. Babe, will you go through my mail again?
Oh, that's the worst, man.
Yeah,
okay.
I've
So he starts going in the phone.
You just have to decide to not do that. Like, that's everybody has the...
But I like the calculatedness of the hard feelings listener that he's like, that she told him that, he kept it going with her, and then probably waited until like a couple of days later when she was in the shower.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, look through her phone.
Well, he said when she was sleeping.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
That's always it, yeah.
Yeah,
I was just plugging it in, I swear to God. That's your line if she wakes up. Plugging it in. Something's wrong with that goddamn mountain. Did you pay the bill?
He got like four cables hooked up to it, just sucking the pictures out. All right.
I know it wasn't my right to do so, but we weren't together. Wait, hold on. And by the way, these aren't always grammatically correct, because they're writing in passion, you know what I mean?
Of course.
A lot of spelling mistakes I've been breezing over, by the way.
Yeah, love doesn't use semicolons.
And our is O-U-R, not A-R-E. I wanted to see how long it had been going on between them, and I may or may not have looked through her phone while she was sleeping. I know it wasn't my right to do so, but we weren't together... To do so because we weren't together, but I had to because it was driving me fucking crazy. Now, I don't know if you were together or not together. That's not your right either way, regardless. By the way, I don't know if the listeners can hear. There is about 4 7-year-olds fist fighting around us right now. Oh, my God. This is my nightmare. Talk about hard feelings.
What's your name?
I quit.
Wait, then get out of here with the right shit. It is his right.
If he's in... If he's in a relationship, I don't know if that's
from
your
what
right.
I understood from the email that you just presented to me, okay?
Oh, God.
Kevin, if that is your name, he said that she called him up and said, hey, I want you back. I want to do this with you.
Sure.
Then they're back together. They're hooking up. She tells him that, oh, hey, I met somebody on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking through the phone to find out what's going on.
I don't, that's not
I mean,
your
you're supposed
right.
to just walk away. That's the best thing to do. That would be the mature thing to do is walk away.
Yeah, or just let it go and not, like, continue about the status quo of the relationship.
Sure, but that doesn't matter heretofore.
No.
Let's get to the crazy.
But, like, I don't know, even if you are in a relationship, he's like, I know we were in a relationship, so it's not my right. If you're in a relationship, that's not your right to go through her phone. It's a little more understandable, but it is certainly not your right. You can't be like, Your Honor, it is my boyfriend right to go through her shit. I can't do that.
What are you setting yourself up for here?
What do you mean? No, nothing. I mean, he's saying...
Don't go through my phone!
He's just saying it's his right. It's definitely not his right. I've done it, for sure. I'm sure people have done it to me.
Go ahead.
They had been talking for 2 weeks straight, lovey-dovey bullshit about, these are in quotes, you're the one for me, I can't wait to see you, I love everything about you.
Jesus.
2 weeks, buddy, this girl is kooky for Cocoa Puffs.
So's this guy, but that's how it happens. You fall in love right away and
yeah,
all,
but there's also,
all that lust.
But there's
fucking...
also something with the text, too, like the texting communication is like, you know.
Yes.
That's like very, like it's secretive, it's private,
yeah.
No one knows it's hat. Like that's how, like my whole
Are you
relationship.
Thinking about me, I'm thinking
yeah,
about you.
Yeah, yeah, I just
Shit,
to...
you wouldn't have the balls to say in front of someone.
Oh my God.
I hey, thanks for a good time
I
later.
I didn't talk to my girlfriend on the phone for fucking, I don't even make eye contact with her still. Fuck out of here. What are you, nuts?
Text me later.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Call me maybe. I confronted her about this.
Confronted her?
Yeah, I confronted her about this, saying, how do you want to be in a relationship with me, but text that guy that way? I'm all about that. That's
right?
Good. You went straight to her without it letting fester or fucking build up or anything. That's great. All she says is, you're being jealous. You. This is what she says. You
yes.
being jealous is insanely sexy. That's a pretty good way out of an argument.
Oh, man, that's fucking good.
Because dudes never hear they're sexy.
These broads are making a lot of sense, I'll tell you that.
When was the last time you heard you were sexy?
Oh, God.
Like
somebody was trying to sell me something. I can tell you that.
It's the hot dog guy. Hey, buddy, you know what? Not for nothing. With two of those in your mouth, it's pretty hot.
You could easily be a 2X or an extra large LT. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Who is this, David Duchovny? What kind of...
this girl's...
This is good. Go ahead.
All right. All she says is you being jealous is insanely sexy.
Sure, yeah. They want the chase. They want the hunt.
Yeah. These kids are way too close for me for my personal liking.
Yeah, isn't it weird that, like, when the most time you don't want somebody to be annoying, they're annoying?
What do you mean?
Like, the fact that we're
doing
this right
now. About it. Well, like, we're also thinking, if we were just sitting here not recording or anything, we wouldn't be worried about these kids.
That's true.
So now we're worried that, well, they're also very close. I can, like...
Yeah.
I've been able to touch all four of these kids at any given point.
Go ahead.
All right, hold on a sec. There's a lot of cuss words. So needless to... All right. So she would say, you being jealous is insanely sexy. So needless to say, we're still fucking, but I want a relationship with her again. But what do I do in this situation? Let the dude win. Fuck him up. Don't do that. Never talk to her again. Compete with him. What is the right move here?
All of the above.
Thanks, guys.
Keep banging her.
Challenge him
to
a 50-yard dash.
Keep banging her. Fuck this guy up. Stop talking to her.
That's probably something she would get off on if you beat him up in front of her. This chick's fucking kooky.
Throw it out there for a three-piece. See what's going on.
Yeah,
that and the biscuit.
You got to be packing better than he is, though.
I mean... I would have to say, if I was looking at it as a level-headed human being, this obviously isn't a girl you want to settle down with, right?
I mean...
She's double-dipping with two dudes?
Yeah, no, that's not... That for me would be like a no-dice. Like, if you're thinking about getting...
Kippy's Irish Catholic, for God's sakes.
Oh, my God. She's a missionary with no eye contact.
My house, my rules.
Yeah, no, but like, if you're thinking about getting a place with this girl and she's playing some sort of game
yeah.
before you get back together of like...
And
not even having a conversation about this, like really answering questions about
yeah.
this dude, then fuck all
And here's
of that.
The thing, whether it's a guy or a girl, it doesn't matter, okay? If somebody says something to you like, you being jealous is so sexy right now, yeah, that's
Don't look
hot.
At me when you say
that's
that.
Hot
not...
That's hot in the moment in your bone, but going forward, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody like that. That's a huge red flag.
Yeah, that's saying like, hey,
that's
I'm
a
just
red
trying to get out
flag.
Of having this conversation, which I get.
No, that's not saying, I believe her. I believe it that it turns her on.
No, that's her not trying. That's her not wanting to.
I disagree 100%.
What are you talking about?
I think her saying that to him is a real turn on for her. And if that kind of shit turns her on, she needs excitement and all that stuff. And she's going to be doing that kind of stuff to keep everything spicy for the rest of her life. I'm telling you.
No, she's...
I believe her. Some people, whether it's a guy or a girl, are crazy like that.
Yeah, but that's such a smaller percentage of what's probably happening. The probability of her not wanting to...
Oh, see, then we're not on the same page. I think when she said that, she meant it. When she said...
Yeah, well...
You being jealous turns me on.
Then we disagree. I think it's her just being like, no, I don't want to fucking talk about any of this. Here's how I can get out of it by throwing pussy at you. There's fucking little kids surrounding us as we say these words.
They're okay. I don't think they speak English.
Yeah, they do.
We're in a public place. What do you want?
I get it. I'm just saying.
Stop looking at me with those eyeballs like I just pulled you out of a deprivation tank.
Well, it's a little kooky. I'm sorry.
Where are we?
No, I think... Yeah, man, that's my interpretation. Regardless, either way, if it turns her on or if she's super, or unless she's just...
I don't like the way you say turns her on.
What are you, gets her gears going? these kids are going to fall down this fucking rock. And dude, I've never been more anxious. I'm not even fucking around.
I hired these kids to come here and play on the rocks just to drive you crazy.
There's five kids swarming us. And they're pushing each other on these huge fucking boulders.
Playing hardcore, I like to see
this
that.
Is like the Matterhorn.
That's the way we did it when we were kids. I remember we used to play in an open mine shaft and shoot bottle rockets at each
Your
other's
mom's
heads.
Mom's vagina is not an open mine shaft. It's been closed for years.
Let's get back to Jerry.
All right, so, but I'm just saying, regardless, if it turns her on or if it's a thing that she just doesn't want to address any of the emotions, that's not a good sign.
He's got to walk away. Yeah, of course. But here's the thing. I always like to preface any advice that we give on the podcast that, like, yes, the rational thing to do, the right thing to do,
what I would do?
Walk away.
Sure.
But that sometimes isn't living. You got to smash yourself up against a rock sometimes, Jerry.
Buddy,
you got to fall in love. You got to be somebody's fool.
Yeah, I wonder how old Jerry is, by the way. I don't think.
And that also depends too. If you're Jerry, if you're 21, yeah.
Find this dude at the bar.
No. Don't hurt anybody.
Just talk to him. That's what I was.
Talk to him.
I said fuck him up. That's what I meant to say. But you cut me off.
No, this has nothing to do with him and the other guy.
Yeah,
this
is you got to flex on him. Show him who's ball. I definitely call him up and say, "You motherfucker."
Yeah, you get your ass kicked by some high school kid.
Yeah, right.
Comes to your office.
I'll push you down the rocks right now.
I am the rocks.
What?
Listen, it has nothing to do with him and the other guy. It's between him and her, and it's between her and him.
Sure, but that's rational. That's what we just said, of course. But I'm saying irrational.
If they're young and attractive, it's sexy. If Jerry's like 45, stop with that. If you're 35, knock this off. You don't need this shit. Because you sound like a decent guy, and what you should do is go out and find the person that you are going to spend the rest of your life with that isn't fucking double-dipping behind your back on fucking Tinder sending smoochy-smooth texts and fucking getting turned on when there's fucking jealousy involved.
That's the tip of the iceberg, buddy. You can't be going down that road.
No, not at all. Next thing you know, she's starting fights out in the public and fucking screaming at you.
Talking about your girlfriend again?
She sounds like Anna Faris from Just Friends. Remember Anna Faris, how crazy she was?
Oh, yeah. Dusty Dinkelman. Skis in his jeans.
Simply D.
You're Kurt Brander. You're Hollywood. He's Dusty Dinkelman.
Chris Brander.
Whatever.
Samantha James.
But, yeah, that's what I would say. Break it off. And, you know, if you want to win, because you want to win a little bit. Like, and you want to
win.
Icer.
And from a person who's wanted to win and a person who's done things just because
and
he
a person
wanted,
who's lost.
A person who just has done things just because they want to win. Then you have that trophy and you're like, I don't fucking want to be with her.
Yeah. A year down the road, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. None of it.
Go find some other fucking
nice lady.
Yeah.
Sure, Albuquerque's filled with them this time of year.
Probably falling out the windows.
Yeah.
Which we don't recommend.
Yeah.
But
definitely don't fight the guy. Definitely. I'll try to have a conversation with her. She keeps pulling this shit. Maybe you can work it out. Maybe she's like, you know what? I wasn't thinking clearly. Something. You move on. But if
I've never
she's not
tried
willing
that.
To have that conversation.
I've never tried that. Sitting down and have a conversation. I've never tried that.
Yeah. Sitting down and eating. You've done a couple of times. Standing up and eating. Walking and eating.
I like to stand and eat. I believe it or not. I love to stand and eat.
You don't fit in most chairs.
Yeah, we don't know the situation 100%. Sit down and talk to her. Be like, hey, I would say, hey, listen.
That's the mature
adult
thing to do.
If you want to keep going like this, that's fine. But, you know, I don't want you telling me what to do or anything like that or yelling at me if I pee on the floor or how long I sleep till or whether I put dirty dishes in the fridge or, you know, who.
Is
Sorry, I got a little personal there.
Yeah, you do probably get pee-pee droplets on the kitchen.
I pee everywhere, yeah. What do you want?
Everywhere.
I'm 42, and I got a big fat
pee-pee.
Belly. A little pee-pee.
A big fat belly and a little pee-pee. And that thing shrinking with the
but
belly.
But no, you sit and tell her, listen, you want to go straight with me? Go straight with me. If not, I'm fucking taking it on
I'm
the heel and toe. Yeah.
Jerry, you sound like a great guy. You're listening to us, for Christ's sakes. That means you got at least 2 cents in your head. You know what? Kick this dumb broad to the curb. Give me a call. We'll go trolling for tail.
And if you could, Jerry, ask her to write a letter in. I'd like to get her side of this story.
Yeah, maybe she listens.
Oh, that'd be great. Write it in. I would love to get 2 sides of the story.
Or maybe 3.
And I definitely want a follow-up to this, Jerry.
Yeah,
lay
Jerry,
send
us an email. This will be out next week on Monday, I believe. So
yeah, we'll drop it on Monday for everybody. Yeah. Hard Feelings Mini, Episode 2. If you guys want to get one on here or get one on the regular podcast, please email us at theheartfeelingspod.
Email
at gmail.com. Okay, listen to the weekly episodes. We got a new one coming out this Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday we got one coming out. Like the Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter.
5-star reviews.
A couple of 5-star reviews on iTunes wouldn't fucking
kill
me. Shoot
me a text. Something. Let me know I'm living out here. You know what I mean?
If you'll excuse me, I have to push a kid off a rock.
All right, later.